My fishing history is very short and not so sweet. My first encounter came when our youngest son, Stephen, was almost 6 years old. Craig had introduced our two sons to fishing, and it was love at first sight for both of them. And when Craig and Rob were going to a Cub Scout function, younger brother Steve was a bit put out. So Craig suggested I take him fishing at the Deerfield Beach Pier. Now, Deerfield Beach was the next city south when we lived in Boca Raton, Florida. Off Steve and I went. He was so excited and could hardly wait. When we arrived at the pier, we had to buy bait. And Steve said, "Daddy always buys live shrimp." "Okay, live shrimp it'll be." The shrimp were in a fairly large pail, and I offered to carry it as we were making our way along the pier, finding just the right spot. As we were walking, I suddenly noticed that the shrimp in the pail were not the quiet, benign shrimp cocktail type of shrimp that I had been used to. These shrimp had beady little eyes, and they were biting the heck out of my hand. I put down the pail after the first attack, and Steve looked at me questioningly. He then picked up the pail, and I noticed the shrimp didn't seem to be disturbing him at all. At any rate, the live bait and Steve and I arrived at the ideal spot on the pier. Steve baited his hook and then looked at me to do the same. I wasn't eager to stick my hand into the pail and be nipped again, so I asked Steve if he would bait my hook. "Sure, Mommy," he replied. But then I got so frustrated because each time I would reel in my fishing line, the bait would have disappeared. So after about the 10th time of asking Stephen to bait my hook, he looked at me and asked, "Mommy, can't you bait your own hook?" And I tried to look both motherly and dignified as I stood there and answered, "No, I can't." Luckily, my first and last foray into fishing didn't discourage Steve from the love of the sport. And I sure wish that I had a more successful and exciting fish tale to tell you all, one that would relate more to today's gospel. Because the fishermen that Jesus encounters along the Sea of Galilee were experts. I suppose I could have told you a whopper of a story, but that's just what it would have been, a whopper of a tale. And hasn't the big fish story become a handy metaphor for all kinds of exaggerated tales people tell? It's kind of a tall tale that gets a chuckle, but isn't taken too seriously. When Jesus speaks of fish and fishing in today's gospel, it's no tall tale. But it is a big fish story of another sort. Jesus calls fishermen to be among his first disciples and sees in them a living metaphor to describe his kingdom. "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," he calls. In the choice of the first apostles, we see a characteristic feature of Jesus' work. He chose very ordinary people. They were non-professionals, had no wealth or position. They were chosen from the common people who did ordinary things, had no special education, and certainly had no social advantages. Jesus wanted ordinary people who could take an assignment and do it extraordinarily well. He chose these individuals not for what they were, but for what they would be capable of becoming under his direction and power. When the Lord calls us to serve, we must not think that we have nothing to offer. The Lord takes what ordinary people like us can offer and uses it for the greatness in his kingdom. What a wonderful and powerful reminder for all of us today. We all have different skills. Some of us may think we have no skills at all, but God doesn't see us that way. He sees our potential. He sees our promise. William Shakespeare puts it very succinctly, "We know what we are, but know not what we may be." Trust that God knows what we may be, what we can become, what we can accomplish for the kingdom. Jesus most definitely has the kingdom on his mind. It was the main content of his preaching. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. It's as if he's saying, "All right, everyone, I have finally arrived. I am the king, and I am here to establish my reign and rule. But my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is different. I don't rule by force and coercion. I won't even make you pay me taxes. But I do call you to repent, to turn around, turn away from your sins, and turn to me. Trust in me." And the good news is this. Jesus says, "I am here for you. I will die for you. I will rise from the dead for you. And believing in me, you will have eternal life." And we can live up to this promise by following Jesus as he has asked us to do. We can all be fishers of men and women in our own unique way, through your gifts and service and time and talents. You may not be the one throwing the net, but you can be in the boat helping out.